in all sorts of ways. First question, Anna Lewis, whereabouts in London are you today?
I'm in transit as usual, and I'm actually at Waterloo Station, which is the hub of life and the universe as we know it. But yeah, I'm off to a talk this evening given by the Society of Apothecary, based on the life of a man called Mr. Elliotson, who was into not anaesthesia, but rather he was into mesmerism. So it's a talk on mesmerism that I'm on my way to right now.
This isn't anything to do with the Victorian seance from the occult to the gin parlour that you were actually posting recently, is it?
Well, unfortunately, that's fully booked, so I'm really miffed because I would have loved to have gone to that.
Never mind. So we're setting the scene for that Halloween-esque scenario which will be happening before we actually know where we are. Actually, 7 days from now. Ben, any questions for Anna?
Yeah, so have you been up to much in the week yet lately, Anna?
Well, I'm missing... I go to a class at the WEA in Richmond, which is about Victorians and insanity. And it's just finished, so I'm going through a bit of a miss of that. But I've signed up to do London Low Life, which starts in another week. So that should be fun.
You see, that's what we like about you, Annie. You're always, I mean, we thought you were good when you were in Jersey and actually doing regular weekly updates from there. But since you've gone back to the metropolis, you've opened up a whole new world. It's just consistently so. Listen, Anna, would you, as head girl, albeit from London, would you like to quiz Rory McGowan on his first debut production? Rory's got a background in the Sea Scouts or Naval Cadets?
The Air Cadets.
Well, that's close. I got cadets right at least.
Yeah, close enough.
Air cadets. He's reading journalism here at the University of Lincoln. And indeed, he managed to actually successfully answer at least 4 of my questions in the seminar at 9 o'clock this morning, which for me is a good one. You know, that's great. Off you go, Anna. Quiz away.
Well, what's the sort of link between you and the scout movement yourself? Were you a scout to start off with when you were younger?
I was a scout when I was younger, and being in scouts, that kind of naturally pushed me towards being in the air cadets. My father was a flying officer, and he kind of really got me into that sort of area. And once I moved up into the air cadets, I stayed there for another 6 years. I went on to become a flight sergeant, and I did a whole host of things, which... probably we don't have a lot of time to talk about, but no.
No, we could actually scrap the running order and actually just open up. No, you're quite right, actually. Focus on the whole thing, yeah.
But, and it's given me a lot of life skills that I found very useful coming to university.
Yeah. I think, you know, from what I see of people who've carried the sort of youth of scout movement, they don't lose it. It's something that's almost embedded in the psyche, really. But how do you find the journalism course? Is that something you're finding quite challenging?
The journalism course is something that I felt I wanted to do in my gap year. So I took a gap year because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. Found journalism, found that I really did have a passion for it. And I love all of it except for having to do all of the law work, which can sometimes bore me to tears.
Obviously, we couldn't possibly comment on this. I mean, they work so hard in law to get the whole thing sorted through on that basis. And it is the law, of course.
Of course it's the law. No, I'm not debating its importance.
Precisely. Very good, Anna, because most times they occasionally sort of say, I cannot stand that journalism histories one and the introduction of journalism studies. Anyway, it all fits together. That's the important thing. So almost half a term through for your good self, Rory.
Yes, indeed.
Any regrets?
Any regrets? No, not so far.
Soon you'll be in Ben's position and actually sort of, you know, you'll be in your final year. It's much as Kira will be as well. Kira, of course, has become a seasoned pro from that. But don't panic, Kira. It's all going to work out splendidly. Up next, hopefully, William Coles, because last week we were trying to reach him, obviously, in New York. It seems a bit quieter. Have you moved to a quiet spot in Waterloo Station, Anna? Because we seem to be having buskers and all sorts of things there.
Well, I've taken refuge in Waterstones. It's a little bit quieter in here.
So. Yeah.
Foil.
Other bookshops are there. Strange you should mention that, because in true product placement way, we'll be talking about the SFX event that will be hosted in Foyle's bookshop in November, which hopefully you'll be able to go along to, Anna. I'd hope to be able to get myself there, but we'll talk about that with Richard Edwards in a matter of about half an hour or so. Ben, would you like to put those last two questions to Anna Lewis, please?
Anna, have you enjoyed your telephone link? Have you enjoyed your telephone link with us today?
So excited, honestly. He's so excited.
It's a bundle of words.
Thank
good.
You so much.
I'm yeah. glad you enjoyed it, and we'll be joining us again next week.
I would be delighted. Thank you for the offer.
Somewhere in London, no doubt.
And when, of
somewhere
course, we will yep. have heard her tale about not seances but mesmerism. So don't be hypnotised, and remember, Anna, if in doubt, look into the eyes. Look into the eyes, not around the eyes. Look into the eyes. Look directly into the eyes, and she's gone.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Through autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
So with the time a little over 11 minutes past 5 o'clock, I have to make a public apology, William Coles. Yeah, a public apology. And I have to make that
That's
public...
not like you.
I know, but I am. I'm making that public apology to our correspondent from Ilkeston, in fact. That's Kira Olsbrook. Kira, I didn't realise your father used to play that to you like some sort of torture when you were a child, and that it's always given you bad feelings.
Yes, it used to absolutely terrify me,
Ronnie. I had no real... You know, I was listening to it, I forced to listen to it regularly when I was an undergraduate. I kept all sorts of things back in the day. William Coles might, of course, remember the musical version of War of the Worlds, and have addressed a whole range of other bits and pieces as well, as we get sort of comments saying, it's too loud, it's too high. Are we settled now, Ben? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
all right. It's all right. Sometimes. That's what you call having a production meeting live on air and sorting various other things out. Last week, William Coles, you were in New York, the Big Apple, with the words, "Now this is a library," in New York Public Library and Bryant Park. We tried to reach you. Ben will attest to the fact we tried to reach Bill Coles
Multiple times.
I thought it was twice, but anyway. How was it? And do you feel as though you've left America a better place than when you found it briefly last week?
I don't know if I've left it a better place, but it was fantastic. Yes, New York's one of my favourite cities on earth.
Is that because you used to be Washington correspondent and therefore stayed away from New York as far as possible and obviously worked for News International, breaking such exciting stories of the last century as the Bill Clinton secretarial scenario?
Yes, it's partly to do with that, yeah. What I discovered anyway about New York is that the best laughs we had were when we were not spending any money at all, going for a bike ride around Central Park and dragging my younger son on his skateboard. It was quite a feat, actually, to go twice round it, and he went the whole way on his skateboard.
Wow. Once again...
Without crashing.
It just opens up a whole range of things there. William, we have a newbie on the show today. Obviously, I mentioned Kira Olsbrook. Kira, of course, who is our Disney girl. Yeah, we love Disney. Yay. Got some Disney coming out. And we've obviously got the awesome Ben Lewis. But we do have making his debut, and he's now 13 and a half minutes into that debut. He's always prepared. He's a scoutmaster. Well, he's not a scoutmaster. He was in the scouts. He's in the air cadets.
That's right.
Yeah, very important. Three-letter word. Very important. Air, not sea. He's in the Air Cadets. He's doing a degree in journalism. In his first year, he's Rory McGowan. He is in the chair that we now refer to as the official newbie chair, waiting to be grilled by you, Bill Coles, about life, anything else. Take it away, William. Kira has been through this, and she's passed with flying colours, so you know, she can relax for the moment, and off you go.
Hi, Rory. How is it going, your 13 minutes in the chair?
My 13 minutes in the chair so far have been great. Haven't messed up too badly, and so far I'm still in the room, so I don't think Alex has thrown me out just yet.
So are you still a scout?
I'm not, no. I quit all of that malarkey cadet business when I moved to Lincoln to start university.
Right. Okay, what I'm interested in is Bear Grylls being the chief scout.
Bear Grylls?
Didn't you know that? Yes, he's the chief scout. You never met him.
It's probably good to mention that I left the scout organisation in 2012.
Are you denying everything now?
No, I'm not denying everything.
I knew he was chief scout.
No. No, haven't really been following it.
Are you
as
really
closely.
Rory McGowan?
Yes, believe it or not. but no,
Has it come as a shock to you? I mean, I can tell that obviously
it does.
Six
Bear
years
Grylls
down the
is
line,
like the best choice for Scoutmaster. I mean, if anybody's going to be able to survive in the wild, it's going to be him.
See, I would have maybe said, I don't know, maybe David Beckham. I'm kidding. Interesting. Were you ever in the guides, by the way, Kira?
No, not really. I'm not, if I'm honest, I did go to Brownies when I was quite little, if that counts, but I got thrown out because I had an argument with one of my fellow Brownie.
And this was when you were how old?
Seven,
right.
Six.
And the argument was about?
It was due over My Little Pony.
Oh.
Toy. We had to bring in our own toy to present to the class, and this girl had the same one as me, and we went up to the stage presenter and she pushed me over, so I pushed her over and she kind of hit her head on the stage, so I got thrown out of Brownies.
Now, when you say kind of hit her head on the stage, I mean, she's still alive?
I assume so.
I know it's the week before Halloween, but I didn't think we actually had a serial My Little Pony person in the studio.
For the radio audience, I'd just like to say that she put fellow Brownie in air quotes while talking about her. So clearly there was a lot of bad blood.
I wasn't that committed, to be honest.
See, this is what I like about your interviews, Bill. Suddenly we actually we take a complete diversion. Exactly.
It was a nice pony. Yeah. It was. I loved that pony.
That's quite something to be thrown out of the Brownies. Have you been thrown out of anything else?
Not as of yet. I mean, also, I forgot to mention, I did participate in NCS, the NCS programme. That's for another time, it was extraordinary.
What's there about you and childbirth? NCS is childbirth.
No, it's the National Citizens Service. Is that not right?
Yes, National Citizens Service.
Were you a leader, a group leader, or were you one of the
I was just one of the kids that went along and tried to rain havoc, but it didn't work.
Yeah. But Ben, I mean, I'm sure you'll be delighted that Kira will be helping out with the Signet PR of...
He's dragging it out.
Do we need to do a risk assessment now?
There could well be an issue, but no, it'd be wonderful.
I can be the person who fires other people. I'd be good at doing that.
Right.
So
with a gun or...?
Role has been established.
With a pony, Ben.
Yeah. Bill, anything else you'd like to raise with us before we head off to a whole range of other bits and pieces? By the way, how does it feel back in Edinburgh? I mean, are you happy being back there? Or do you think, no, actually, I think
I'm loving it. It's always great, yes. I'd like to ask Rory, journalism or the Air Cadets, which one's it going to be?
Oh, you can't ask me that. They're both so great. Like, I have a whole bunch of friends back home who I... who were in the cadets. In fact, weirdly enough, on the walk here, I met somebody who from back home who I didn't know went to Lincoln University and yet apparently does.
And back home is?
Back home is Bedfordshire in a small town called Ampthill. I think they're two very... let me start again. I think they're two very different chapters of my life and I'm just excited to be opening this new one here at the University of Lincoln.
The good news is...
Very well said. You can come back.
Exactly. I thought so, Bill. I mean, this is one of the reasons why he actually now holds the record of actually being this year's Tessa Snart, in fact, Ben. Because
really?
Just as I say, Tessa was somebody who impressed in her first year. We invited her onto the programme. Likewise, Rory, in terms of first also developed that. So there we are, from the journalism side of things, obviously.
Oh, thank you very much.
Technically, that's it. Enough of such stuff. Let us move on to those last two questions. Kira, would you like to put them to Bill? And I'm sure you'll be in touch with the Walt Disney person before too long as well. There we are.
Yes. So, Will, would you like to join us again for another I can never say this word, telephonetic interview.
Telephonetic interview.
Call.
Wow.
I
think telephonetic is even wonderful.
It's
a whole new word.
And also
telephonic interview. Sorry, no, call.
And Will Coles. I think that's opened up a whole new range as well. Off you go.
Indeed. Thank you.
Yeah, so you've enjoyed it, I take it.
Yes, I've loved it. Thank you so much.
Next question then, please, Kira.
And would you love to join us again next week?
Just as soon as the boss asks me. Thank you for asking, Kira.
Splendid. And, of course, it is Halloween next week, October 31st, so will you be trick-or-treating?
Of course I will. Yeah, I'll be in my zombie outfit.
That's what we like to hear. Bill Coles in his zombie outfit. Meanwhile, if you happen to be in Elkeston and your name happens to be Zippy...
They're broke, they're up,
they're down,
they're in,
they're out,
they're all above,
they're far,
they're near,
they're gone,
they're here,
they're quick and slick,
they're insincere.
Beware, beware, be a very wary bear. A heffalump or woozle is very confusal. A heffalump or woozle's very sly.
Sly, sly!
They come in ones and twosles, but if they so choosels, before your eyes you'll see them multiply.
Why?
They're extraordinary, so better be wary, because they come in every shape and size.
Size,
size, size.
If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they'll guzzle up the thing you prize. Beware, beware, be a very wary bear. So better be wary, because they come in every shape and size.
Size,
size.
If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they'll guzzle up the thing you prize.
They're black,
they're brown,
they're up,
they're down,
they're in,
they're out,
they're all about,
they're far,
they're near,
they're gone,
they're here, they're quick and slick,
they're insincere.
Beware, 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 beware.
personally, I think when athletes come out to celebrate their country, they should have Heffalumps and Woozles as performed there by the Disney folk, really echoing the whole thing. Isn't that right, Perry Shake Straighten? Wouldn't you have actually, I mean, could you not imagine the spirit of Team GB if we had Heffalumps and Woozles in the background?
I think it would be amazing.
Exactly. You see, Ben, amazing. There's nothing else you can actually say. Perry, is a couple of weeks now since you were last on the show. You made your debut. What have you been doing since then in terms of your preparation for upcoming stuff and so on?
I have been busy getting on with training. I'm actually on my way home from a gym session, actually. So I've had a little workout, a little sweat on. I'll be soon starting to run, actually. So I'm making good progress, should I say, with my rehab. So I'm all good.
Exactly. Well, Perry, now that you've got the Midweek Drive team sending positive vibes all the way down on a day-by-day basis to you, you can be nothing else but excellent, really. Something we didn't talk about on your debut on the production, of course, was taking part in Dancing on Ice. Yes.
Taking part.
Yes. Yes. I'm not suggesting you were in any way thieving from the studio. just actually taking part in the whole thing. And the 10th series of Dancing on Ice, how was it? And when the original invite came, did you think, what?
When I got asked to come down for audition, I was like, okay, let me go for this, because you never know, I may get the job, I may not. And so I went for the audition, and they got back to me straight away. Was like, we loved you to be on the show. I was like, oh my God, I've actually like passed the first part, and now I've got to show the world my skills on like national TV. But I was mostly excited about the outfit and being glammed up. People just see me in a different light. That's what I think I was really most excited about. And obviously, learning this skill, it was actually difficult. In a sense, I think I'd done too much to try and get the skill right. Because I'm a power athlete, you think that everything is just, you do everything fast, you're quite aggressive with it. But ice skating is completely the opposite. It's a very elegant, a very beautiful, actually, to watch and learn.
Absolutely. I was just actually looking in terms of comparisons with one of our studio guests tonight, Perry, because in 2012, when you were winning the World Indoor Championship gold medal, Rory McGowan was leaving the Scouts.
Oh, great. It's always going to come back to this, isn't it? Brilliant.
I just thought, you know, in terms of, you know, objectives, I mean, because Perry is an inspirational soul. I mean, Ben sort of first opened up the inspiration actually there, and just working through that process. Rory, are you a track athlete fan at all? A sports fan?
It's got to be said, I don't do a lot of sports. No. But I do have a lot of respect for anybody who, you know, commits.
Wins silver and bronze medals in the 4x400 metre relay at the World Championships.
Especially so.
It's a right answer, you know, to take the tick box there, very good. Kira, have you got any questions you want to put to Perry?
Just keep up the good work at the end of the day. You're doing brilliant. I mean, I couldn't achieve in a million years what you're achieving.
Well,
so.
let's just take that. I mean, Perry, how can you motivate Kira to actually say, I can do this? You know, let's say start small if we wanted to get Kira into the 10K run at Lincoln next year.
Like, I know not everyone can be an Olympic athlete or world-class athlete, but we all can achieve whatever we set our minds to do. And it's all about you enjoying it. The reason why I get up every morning and continue to train is because I enjoy it. You know, whether it is doing a 10K, which is probably definitely out of my comfort zone. I mean, I'd like to try it one day. But, I mean, I think there's something out there for everybody. You find whatever that is and you just go for it. And, you kind of have little goals. And have the right mindset, and anyone can achieve anything.
There we are.
Absolutely. That is motivational.
The first stage in PSD's coaching session. Mm-hmm. You too can succeed. Yeah. Don't have PSD, get PSD.
Sorry.
Yay! Okay, and I'm still working on that actually, because post-traumatic stress doesn't.
PTSD.
Change it a little bit.
Yeah, it hasn't quite worked its way through the script writing for stage, Perry. Proving that it's good radio, we're currently looking at a whole range of photographs of your good self, Perry. And I'm going to actually ask
Kira. That doesn't sound great, does it?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
I'm going to ask Kira and Rory to identify which one of those on the track athlete scenario would you say that would be the best image that you'd say for... I mean, they're all fantastic images, so let's face it. But which one would you actually particularly go for Perry? If she, I mean, I'm thinking about when she comes up to Lincoln, which one would you go for?
Ooh,
it's a tough call, Perry.
I mean, too many. It's
the one in which she's smiling beautifully, I think.
Which is most of them, basically.
You always have a very, very beautiful smile, even when you're mid-running and mid-sweating. It's unbelievable. It really is.
You know what it is? When I'm running, I think to myself, I do not want this picture to come out ugly. I know they're standing away. So I try and make my face look as relaxed and like make it look easy, but I'm struggling inside. That is the secret behind my appearance on the track.
You see, and that is why she's a winner. Ben, any thoughts or questions for yourself?
Hello, Perry.
Hello.
How's the rehab going? Is it, you know, in terms of the rehab, what's the biggest challenge you're coming across every single day?
You know what it is? Because at the moment, it's like we're picking up my little weaknesses. So there's an exercise I hate doing, side planks. It's a struggle, but I think to myself, you know, it's a weakness of mine, I've got to do it. Anything upper body, I don't enjoy doing, but I've got to be done. And that's with rehab, I noticed, you know, it's a time and opportunity for me to work on them parts of my body or my movement skills that they're not really the greatest. So it can be tedious at times, but it's like, just get it done. And then obviously I leave it feeling like I've accomplished something and I'm getting better.
Good.
In every day and in every way. Perry, week's time, Halloween, will you be trick or treating, or is it a case of don't be silly, I'll be doing my track athletic stuff, etc.?
No, I will be. Whoever knocks on my door, I've got some treats.
Let's be fair. Perry, what's I've obviously been following your Instagram quite closely in the last 24 hours with the hunt for a pumpkin that's cheap.
Yes.
It was successful, was it not?
It's a minor point, of course, Perry, but maybe nobody was actually home when you knocked on the door. I mean, that's possibly one of the reasons. It may not have been out of any kind of malice, that there just actually wasn't anybody there. So, well, we're sort of thinking about. Of course, it comes back from the Feast of Samhain, the Halloween scenario where the pumpkin is supposed to be the spirit that we actually have to carry to ward off other evil spirits.
I didn't know that. Well, I just thought it was part of the laugh.
But it actually makes sense.
It's all part of All Hallows Eve, and not originally from America, because it was the immigrants of Scotland and Ireland taking the Celtic conditions of All Hallows Eve to America that effectively launched it as a festival there.
You've really been reading into this, haven't you?
I'd like to ensure that completeness is there. You know, it's very important. Otherwise, what's the point?
That's yeah, that's
what
very
is
true.
The point?
That's very true. You need to know about it.
Kira, any other questions you want to put to Perry?
No, not particularly, no.
Rory, thoughts for yourself?
I just want to close this by saying very, very well done so far with Dancing on Ice. I personally see ice skating as a miracle. Anybody who can do it is far more skilled than I, because I just see them as blades. yes, very well done with that, and I wish you all the best.
Very much.
I mean, next time you're back in the studios, you should actually say, guys, this is a miracle. Hallelujah, you can actually say from that point of view, because, you
Halloween.
Know...
That's
how we did that. Sometimes I think we have to write new material for Ben.
That's how you close a segment right there.
Well, we would, but we still got those last two questions, so I'll throw them in any case to Ben. Would you like to ask them in your own inimitable way to Perry Shake Straighten?
Perry, have you enjoyed your telephonic Lumpus Day on the show?
I have indeed.
Wonderful. And we'll be joining us again sometime soon.
I will indeed.
See you again soon.
Thank you.
I cheeks, her lips are kissing. The air on her face. I don't always understand her.
Graham J will be talking about his latest cover version of Queen and David Bowie's Under Pressure around about 6 o'clock from the album Songs My Disco Taught Me. Now, another mini confession. I must be in a mood for confessions today. Don't really like it. I just like the original. I'm sorry. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the opinions of the presenters, they do it, but it may grow on me. It may grow on me. By the time we actually get around to playing it again, it may suddenly boost it. And he's from Ireland, so maybe he's got a nice kind of vogue on the whole thing. But it'll be, I mean, I don't know if you, have you had a chance to listen to Graham J's version of Under Pressure?
I haven't yet, I'm afraid. Have you got, you must have it with you.
Oh, yes, I've definitely got it, because obviously.
I'd love to listen to it.
Yeah, we don't want to save that for the unveiling of when we actually listen to the whole thing.
Or what about when, you know, introducing him into it, or, you know, I'm sure we can
Well, there is that. I mean, curiously enough, I mean, the previous Graham J stuff, I thought, really good. This one, I don't know, somehow, maybe it's because I'm too committed to the original by Queen and David Bowie that I just thought. I mean, even the. Ice Baby of Vanilla Ice in the 90s, which was a variation on the theme, maybe.
What about the Jedward one?
No, actually, you're right. Maybe it's the Irish thing. You're quite right, yes. I mean, sorry, Jedward, if you are listening or tuned in, or if you know Jedward, lovely boys.
Of course, but, Jedward are tuning in to Siren FM, aren't they, in Lincolnshire?
You never know. I mean, they'll probably be appearing I had another request from Peter Andre to join us again on the show tomorrow. No, Peter, already packed out. We've got William Cole, so
he was number one when I was born, Peter Andre.
we'll set something up for you in the fullness of time.
Thank you.
But anyway, that's to come. Larry Nemecheko, so we'll be talking about Destination Star Trek, which was taking place in Birmingham this weekend, and it'll be J-Row. As opposed to Ilana Rain, because Ilana couldn't actually make it. So J-Row, who's one of the performers in Perception, will be talking about how that event last week happened, because they were all
was that
the big premiere.
Was that J-Row in the... Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
I think it's just J-Row.
No.
That's all.
I got confused with the two people in the car last week.
J-Ro was in the car last week.
That
yes.
was him.
Yeah, that
I
was, is. That is,
I thought it was him. Yeah, well, I didn't know if it was me going mad or what.
J-Ro will be back with us on his own phone because he's stepped into the whole
right.
situation. I'll give you a little sneak preview of Graham J's Under Pressure, I suppose. I mean, this is. I mean, this comes through. With,
dum, 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 dum.
You see that? Already, I just don't know. I mean, I tried it with one of my office colleagues as well, and you know, just happily coming on, and then suddenly I thought, oh, you know, but maybe
it might take off. You never know.
I hope there's someone, which is the first one, which we will lead him into. I think that's a much better number. Okay. However, it's Songs My Disco Taught Me, and the inspiration between this was as a child of the 1980s, he was surrounded by some incredible oral and visual simulation. Top of the Pops was a regular feature in his living room, and they'd crowd around the television to watch the latest acts on the TV. See, people used to watch the television back in those days, Rory, as opposed to, what's this strange screen we see? He remembers seeing the video for There Must Be an Angel for the first time. Annie Lennox dressed up as an operatic diva at the court of the Sun King. And I would say that's the inspiration for his latest album. Hashtag SMD, Songs My Disco Taught Me. So that's...
SMD Teat Me, isn't it?
Well, on this one, it's literally just... Hashtag SMD.
Songs My Disco.
Songs My Disco. Which, again, might be another sort of issue from that point of view. However, we'll talk a bit about that in the next part of the programme. We'll also be joined by Richard Edwards, the editor-in-chief of SFX Magazine, which you have read, I believe, Kira.
Yes, I have. It seems very, very interesting,
good.
To say the least.
Any favourite articles?
To be honest, I actually prefer the reviews of the upcoming films, with like Halloween and the Netflix franchise that's out.
All sorts of wondrous things coming through on that basis. Well, that's going to be happening. And a little tease ahead, of course, to next week, we will be joined by a VeggiePod person.
A what?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said as well. But no, an Australian VeggiePod person, to be precise. A Australian chap who's actually got his new business in opening up VeggiePods for the world. So he'll be joining us together with Shane and Sheila Rimmer. And that's just teasing ahead to our little Halloween special.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I'll be passing over a copy of From Thunderbirds to Pterodactyls to you to peruse and actually read
through.
Sounds
wonderful.
Et cetera. Much more exciting than another recent text I gave you, I can sort of guarantee.
Yeah, that's absolutely
no
fine.
Names.
No, no, of course,
so it's, so it goes. Okay, Tessa Snart is apparently on her way. She should be joining us to actually be this year's Rory McGowan, which would be nice. Of course, Rory is going to be still with us, which is great. And to take us around to the news, probably they're busily sort of ensconced getting those final details.
I can see them in the studio over there.
Yes, the final sort of the fine-tuning, the whole sequence, etc. Well, that'll be happening after, again, keeping Vegemite sandwiches going, Men at Work, which presumably was before anybody was born in the studio apart from myself. Men at Work?
I can't say I've heard of Men at Work, but I have heard of Top of the Pops. That was around.
It was indeed. Well, Men at Work were an Australian band, a little bit of history, from obviously the Antipodes, and they had a little magical number which fits with trick-or-treating and knocking on the door, in which you would obviously say...